Hey, good morning, my friends. We are on day 18, judging favorably. And this is all about being dan l'kav zchut, giving people the benefit of the doubt. And the rabbis teach that if we give others the benefit of the doubt, God is going to do the same for us. But Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, great rabbi of the Mir Yeshiva, once asked the question, what does that mean? If we give people the benefit of the doubt, God is going to give us the benefit of the doubt. We give people the benefit of the doubt because we don't have all the facts. We see somebody who ostensibly observes the rules of kashrut coming out of McDonald's. So maybe we're using the bathroom. We don't know all the facts, but God, he knows all the facts. God's omniscient. There's no data missing. So if he knows everything, he knows why the guy went into McDonald's. What does it mean that God will judge us favorably? So I answered in the chapter that because in every human activity, there's always some good and there's some bad. Even when you do the right thing, there's always some selfish aspect for personal gain. And conversely, even when we do something wrong, there's inevitably some good to those actions and well. The only question is, where do we choose to put our focus? On the positive or on the negative? And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz answers that whatever we choose to focus on in other people's lives, that's what God will focus on in ours. That's what it means when the rabbis teach we give other people the benefit of the doubt. God's going to give us the benefit of the doubt. He's seeing that we're focusing on other people's positive. God is going to focus on our positive. And of course, Hashem's aware of everything we do, but he can choose to pay more attention to the good things, and he can choose to ignore a little some of the negative things, but that's going to be prompted by how we interact with other people. Do we look for the good in other people, or are we constantly nitpicking and finding negative things about others? I've shared this in the last couple of days that, you know, why does it make us feel so good when we speak Lashon Hara? We speak ill of another person. It kind of builds us up a little. We want to try to get ourselves into the routine of showing favorable countenance to others, just looking at each other with a positive attitude and looking always to be melamed zechut in the new book. And by the way, the launch is tonight. Anybody wants to come to the MJE launch of my new book? It's literally out now. You can buy it if you would like on Korin. I think it's korin.hub or korinhub.com. Yeah, korinhub.com. It's the website. You can buy the book or you can come to MJE and we can get the book there. It's going to be out on Amazon, I think, within the next day or two. But in the new book, I talked about the Nekuda Tova. The Nekuda Tova means the point of good that Rav Nachman of Breslov, the great Hasidic master, and he teaches that everyone has this Nekuda Tova, this point of goodness, and that our focus on that good point has the power to really transform our reality and the other person's reality. And in Nekuda Tova, there's a quote from the book, the new book, a point of goodness exists within everyone and everything, and even if someone has made poor choices their entire life, there's got to be some positive that he or she has done that we can focus on. When we concentrate on this tiny point of goodness, that goodness becomes their reality, and it also becomes the reality in our relationship with that person. My son, Yosef, was a musician, actually coming in soon to help with Rosh Hashanah services at MGE, and he wrote a beautiful song called Nekuda Tova, really focusing on this, and it's an attitude. It's a general, and there are some people that this comes to them more easily, where they can just focus on the positive of others. For others, probably including myself, we have to fight against it a little, and we have to kind of force ourselves a little to just judge other people favorably. And it can be challenging, especially when we feel wronged. We feel offended in some kind of way. And I gave a suggestion in the chapter that is helpful in judging others when you feel mistreated, because it says in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Havedan et kol ha'adam l'kav zchut, to judge all people favorably. So the word kol or all, what seems to suggest we should judge everyone favorably, not just like your good friend or people you like, but anyone. But it could also be read, Avedan et kol ha'adam. Look at the whole person favorably, meaning pull back the lens. The reason you're getting upset at this individual is because of what they just said. They insulted you. They did something that mistreated you in some way. Look at the whole person, because we know that that same person who said something nasty also probably at some other point did something nice or said something positive. So if you can look at the whole person, that can help us judge another person favorably. And when we do that, we bring positive energy to that other individual and to our own lives.